Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
We're in Colossians chapter 3 today, and we're going to pick it up with a subject that sometimes causes a great deal of trouble, I guess you could say, in some people's hearts. So before we even begin, and we're going to begin on verse 22, I think it's important to note that Paul in no way condones slavery. And we tend to throw that out there and act like somehow that Christianity is pro-slavery. But it is important to understand that Christ transcends all divisions between people. So slaves here, which could equally work out as employees, are told to work hard as though their master were Christ himself. But masters should be just and fair. Well, certainly, Paul could have been speaking or thinking anyway, specifically of Onesimus and Philemon, the slave and master whose conflict lay behind the letter to Philemon, which we'll get to one day. But one thing we need to remember is that slavery in the day of Paul the Apostle, in the scriptural days, wasn't like, you know, slavery here in the early 20th century in the United States. This was a situation that usually was concerning indebtedness. So a person would work out their debt and they would be free. So let's jump into this and look at and see what Paul has to say about it. Verse 22 of chapter 3. Paul says, "Servants, obey in all things those who are your masters according to the flesh, not just when they are looking as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." Now, this scriptural version is softening the language a little bit by using the word servants, which certainly could play into this, but the original language is indeed slaves. And the Living Bible says, "You slaves must always obey your earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they are watching you, but all the time obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord and because you want to please him." Now, back to the original text, the word servants here, it means one who's in bondage or service. Again, one for usually is in financial debt and is making payment. Restitution, if you will. Now, we can easily apply this to today's average employee or worker, and you're probably saying, "Well, I certainly feel like a slave." Look, we know that submission is required on some level for all of us to function with order in the society in which we live. And again, this ultimately, in the context of this chapter, is an issue of order and unity. One doesn't have to join together in spirit or ideals, but in bodily service according to the flesh, in that which you are hired to perform. Now, please note again, as we mentioned last time we were together, this doesn't speak of illegalities or dishonesty or ungodly practices if that's what your boss or your master is telling you to do. It says, not just when they're looking as men pleasers. Now, what that calls us to is simply an honest relationship with our employer, not just a pretend to work as instructed or as expected, but in reality, to give an honest day's work. You see, in all things, we are called to give glory to God. Do our work habits glorify God? Do we exemplify our relationship with and in Christ through our work? Because verse 23 says, "And whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. In the living, work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your masters." You see, our workplace attitudes, our workplace habits should not only reflect Jesus Christ, but we are to work as if we're actually working for the Lord, as if he is our boss, our employer. We should in reality, gang, be the best employees, the hardest workers, the most conscientious, and we should all be utterly above reproach. Verse 24, "Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, example, you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But he who does wrong, verse 25, will receive again for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. And again in the living, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who is going to pay you, giving you your full portion of all he owns. For he is the one who you're really working for, and if you don't do your best for him, he'll pay you in a way that you won't like, for he has no special favorites of who can get away from shirking. Look, we need to realize that no part of our lives can be separate from our Christianity. We can't compartmentalize. We are a total package in Christ. We don't get to punch out of the faith. We cannot separate who we are from what we do in the family, in the marriage, or in the workplace. Now, this is a biblical way, this verse 25 is a biblical way of saying, ultimately, we're going to get what we deserve. And furthermore, and it doesn't matter who you are, the scripture tells us we reap what we sow. So let me ask you, what are you planting? Strife and self-centered action, or godly manifestations and spiritual attributes?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.